Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senators. I'm going to try to be real quick for the record. Representative Al Baldessaro, Rockingham County District 3, which includes Auburn and Londonderry. I'm not going to go into read the 12A because I'm sure you're well aware of that, but I can tell you right now, I was part of 12A getting passed. And when I say I was part of 12A getting passed, I was a resident, just like everyone else here, sitting here, in my hometown in Londonderry, who I was involved with in eminent domain on a mitigation for the airport access road. Unless you've been through eminent domain, you don't understand the pain, the cheat, the disrespect, everything that goes along with it to the landowner. I lost 5 acres of land on eminent domain. 4 of it was wetlands. Half acre on each side of my property was high land. My dream of buying my property of 7 acres was to build a house for my daughter and my sons on the other each side. They took that dream away and offered me $10,000 for 5 acres of land. I understand the wetlands, but they took my high land and said, and then I knocked me out of zoning. In the town of Londonderry at the time, an acre of land was $175,000 an acre, just to give you an idea. But I won't beat that. I just know I fought the system. That's why I'm here today, because I lost. I went all the way to the tax and lands appeal, hired lawyers, lost there, and then I couldn't afford to go to Supreme Court to fight this. So the only way I could fight this is come here as a state legislator, which I did, and I spoke testimony, everything in, for the 12A that was passed in 2006. Now, I was one of the lucky ones that went to Quebec. Okay, and had a meeting over there in Canada with Hydro. What the questions we asked many of the representatives that were there was a bipartisan trip. We asked some questions. Well, what happens if there's a disaster? Well, Quebec is a priority. They're not concerned. This here has nothing to do with New Hampshire. Nothing. It is to sell peak power to Connecticut, New York, and other areas. We have a somebody said earlier, oh, well, the surplus, there was an issue there. I think I couldn't remember what he said earlier, the representative. We have an overabundance surplus power here in New Hampshire. In my town of Londonderry, we have AES. They fire up every so often. They sell peak power. Okay? They're not selling as much because New Hampshire is well taken care of. So the power is there. This does not benefit us at one bit. Now, I compliment anyone with the green shirts because they think this is a jobs bill. We asked that question in Quebec to the director. It's a temporary position, and they're partnering with PSNH. So if somebody's telling you there's all these jobs, they're not there. Somebody's not giving them the right information because the director himself said that they're partnering with PSNH. A lot of people are already in place that do this. So the jobs aren't there. I'm asking you today to stick with the House or for the people of New Hampshire and say, we will not support anyone taking land from people in, unless they give their okay and consent and want to sell the land for what they believe it's worth and not steal it from the people of New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there questions for the Representative?